The scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, therefore all that they bid you observe, you observe and do. But do ye not after their works, for they say, and do not.
For they bind heavy burdens and grievous sin before, and they lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will move them with one of their fingers.
But all their works they do to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues.
Greetings in the markets, and he called the men Rabbi, Rabbi.
But be not called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. And all ye are brethren, call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called master, for one is your master, even Christ.
But he that is greatest among you shall be a servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted.
But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees,
hypocrites!
For you shut up the kingdom of heaven, for you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees,
hypocrites!
For ye devour widows' houses for a pretense, make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees,
hypocrites!
For ye compass land and sea, to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves.
Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold, the temple, he is a debtor.
Ye fools and blind, for whether it's greater the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold,
and whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gift that is honest, he is guilty.
Ye fools and blind, for whether it's greater the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift, whoso therefore shall swear by the altar sweareth by it and by all things thereon, and whoso shall swear by the temple sweareth by it and by him that dwelleth therein, and he that shall swear by heaven sweareth by the throne of God and by him that sits thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees,
hypocrites!
For you tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides,
which straighted an ass
and swallow a camel.
Woe unto you, O scribes and Pharisees,
hypocrites!
For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess.
Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside, that the outside may be clean also.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees,
hypocrites!
For ye are like whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but within are full of dead men's bones and uncleanness.
Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees,
hypocrites,
because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say,
if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers of them in the blood of the prophets.
Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which kill the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers.
Ye serpents, ye offspring of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send to your prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city,
that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation.
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them to say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.